Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Craig here with Rainbow Radio, and my special guest this morning is Bill Atkins, the world famous, the man of the whale. He's here, live and in person. We'll be right back on the other end of is. Hold on.
We are high, and the dreams that you dream of once in a lullaby. Fly, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly.
Morning.
Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle. Whoops, I got off the bad start there. Bill Atkins is here. Say hello, Bill.
Hi, everyone.
It's more like, howdy. Oh, that's Ida May.
It's Ida May. I know her. She's
that's
great.
That's next hour. Anyway, well, shout out to Ida May. At any rate, she listens quite a bit, so it seems. So, I first, a few quick announcements. I want to thank Compass Realty with Michael Johnson again is our generous donor for our program this morning on Rainbow Radio. And we have had a busy week, haven't we, Bill?
Yeah.
We went to the City of the City meeting. State of the City. And at the lovely Montage.
Beautiful.
And then we went to, last night, yesterday evening, former Mayor Tony Eisman was a speaker at...
Harmony.
And I got to explain to our listeners, if you're not familiar, well, some people don't even know we have a fabulous center here in Laguna Beach. And downtown, and it's a community center and senior center, and there is also an LGBTQ component as a part of that. And for the last 10 years since its opening, with the generosity of Chris... What's Chris's last name?
Chris Quilter.
Quilter.
He put the Q in Suzy Q.
In Suzy Q. Since that time it's opened, they've had rotated art exhibits through the facility. And why is this important to us today? Well, not only is art important, but this month, for the next month, we are featuring LGBTQ artists. And so... I went to the show last night, and there is some beautiful art, and there's some tribute to, one room is more of a tribute to artists that have come and left or departed, and there's some beautiful art, but there's also current artists. So it's quite a tribute to the LGBTQ community. I'm so very happy that they've done it. It's called the Harmony Exhibit, and what street is the center on?
Third.
It's Third Street, and it's just would be south of the fire department. About half a block there is the Q Center.
At the bottom of the Third Street Hill.
The bottom of the Third Street Hill. Everyone knows the Third Street Hill. So if you get a chance for the next month to go there and take a look at some of the art, I think it's well worth the trip. There's a little directory there when you first get off the elevator, and they can guide you to the various displays throughout the building. So that was fun last night. So... and a couple other announcements. I got a lot to tell you about the Gay Pride coming up, the LGBTQ Gay Pride here in Laguna Beach, which is the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of June. So it's like 3 weeks away, right, Bill?
Yeah, about right.
That's not very far. So you got to make your plans. There is a website with all the details. And let me tell you that URL is LagunaBeachPride.org. .org, not .com, but .org, LagunaBeachPride.org. If you want to volunteer, we need like 60 volunteers. We've had some sign up, but we are still in just in the process of really getting a look for more volunteers. So, and if you are a bartender and you have some bartending skills, there's also a sign up for that as well. So various opportunities there to meet and greet new people maybe you haven't met, or maybe they're your neighbors and you don't even know they're your neighbors, right? They live on a different floor. How would you know? Or in a different building. So anyway, that is the news. Some of the upside. Let me tell you a little bit about Bill Atkins. As I'm so glad that Bill's here. So we're going to talk about him like he's not in the room just for a minute here. And this is what is said about him. Bill Atkins, refining his artistic skills in a traditional media. In 2001, Bill evolved into the world of digital media. During the past 16 years, he's successfully worked on a wide variety of projects for clients, including the City of Irvine, Orange Coast River Park, South Coast Water District, Dana Point Harbor, Laguna Beach, Newport Beach, and Orange County, California. I'm going to interject here. I'm sure everyone has once or twice seen a California license plate that has a whale on it. So who did that? Where did that come from? That's Mr. Atkins. He did it, and he competed with statewide with other people to get their art on a California license plate and built. How many, I guess some of the proceeds from the sale of that plate go to a very worthy cause. What is that cause?
The proceeds go to coastal education programs, and there were 300 applicants for the contest. 300 people applied for that contest.
Wow.
And actually, I was hired, and I worked for months doing different versions. So it's kind of like I was, you know, it was a contest to get hired.
Oh, so it's raised some money.
Oh, it raised. I'm sorry, I forgot about that part. The most important part, yes. The New York Times published an article a couple months ago saying that it raised over $100 million to support coastal education programs. And that's since it began, which it began, I think, in the 1980s.
So it's had a long haul, but that's a lot. That's a lot money going towards a great cause. So,
yeah.
And you created that artwork, and you have it on your own vehicle.
On my own vehicle, and there's a lot of vehicles around town. It's very popular in Laguna, but I found out that it's more popular in the Inland Empire than it is on the coast.
Wow!
I guess it's because they like to visit the coast, and they like those coastal education programs.
Oh, okay.
Because it's, you know, it's a fee that they have to pay every year, and the fee goes to that.
Okay, well, we got sidetracked there. We're going to finish what what else he did. Bill's unique talents were put to good use by the Aqua Caliente Casino. I did not know that. Resort and Spa in Rancho Mirage, California, where he designed and created nearly 100 custom posters promote the artists performing at the casino. That would be interesting. Did you get to meet any of the artists?
No, didn't meet them. I was just,
dang.
It's a job.
Oh, well, it sounds interesting, though, you know?
Yeah, it was interesting.
I suppose some of the artists liked it and perhaps asked.
I never heard words. It was all marketing people. I was like the other end of the marketing
people,
team.
Let
and
me
I
tell
said,
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bill has also received public acclaim by developing graphics and art campaigns to promote and support fundraising efforts for the Laguna Art Museum, AIDS Services Foundation in Orange County, and poster designs to assist local chapter of Human Rights Campaign. Bill is also contest winner in the California Coastal Commission's, that's what we just talked about, the Whale Tail Licensed Plate Contest. He was given the opportunity to use his design and digital imaging skills to help create the revised license plate image for the state of California. So, Bill, you have quite a history. Now, that's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. There's a lot more behind this with Bill. But what I would say is that he also has been very a very formidable force in the LGBTQ community. And if anyone's been to any of the last event, well, last year's event, or even considering going to this year's event, Bill has donated his generous time to putting to making our posters for the Pride Festival, creating them.
It's not really a donation because Visit Laguna actually paid me to do that. I think that's very important because that represents all the hotel establishments in Laguna Beach.
Right.
So that's a plus. I love that they actually want.
Now, you did do one thing that you didn't, I don't think there was a payment compensation for recently.
One thing?
Yeah, 16-foot tall thing.
Oh, no, that was a Laguna Beach Arts Commission street banner.
Oh, okay.
And it was
it's 16-foot
a
tall.
Competition as well, but they paid as well. They support me. And
so it's
thank
good
you,
to win the competition.
Thank you, Arts Commission.
Well, you're all over the place. So, and that's on display here in Laguna Beach, I understand.
Right at Main Beach.
Yeah.
Right at the area of the lawn as you come right down to Main Beach, the lawn there in front of the lifeguard building.
It's very rainbow-esque, and it's got
rainbows,
all
the rainbows, yes, it is.
Very LGBTQ supportive.
It's happy. How's that?
All right. Well, it's good to be happy. It's good to be happy. So let's dive in here with Bill a little bit and find out a little bit more about him, what makes him tick. How long have you been in Laguna Beach?
I moved here in the 1970s.
Must have been in diapers.
Yeah, right. No, I was an adult. But I had seen other communities like Laguna on the East Coast where I was born. And
I understand you came from a city of brotherly love.
Yeah, I came from Philadelphia. Suburban.
Okay, well, that's still part of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Why Laguna Beach? What caught your attention?
I was invited by a friend who needed to drive across country, and I said, sure, I'll drive across
country. An adventure.
Yeah, and we were staying with her brother, who had a beautiful home here. He still does. And I said, wow, I like this better than Provincetown. I like that.
Wow, even better than P-Town.
It doesn't get cold in the winter.
Oh, no. So
I thought, yeah.
So you touched ground here in 1970 and you're still here?
Well, mid-70s.
Oh,
1976, mid-70s. Actually.
Okay. Yeah. And you're still here and enjoying it and doing, I understand you're involved in the Sawdust Festival as well.
Yes, I am.
So you're... What magic element of, I guess it's presumptuous to say that, but what magic element of Laguna Beach caught your attention in the mid-70s?
Well, there was a big gay population, and there were bars and nightclubs and restaurants. You know, everything
Shocking.
That you think would be a good social gathering place was here. And that's not in every community in Southern California.
For sure.
So, and plus there was an art festival. There's two art festivals, the Festival of Arts and the Sawdust. I was in both of those right away. And I'm basically, I'm a graphic artist, but I learned to paint from my art school experience. And so I gradually changed and became more of a digital artist, which is, I love typography. That's another thing. So if... You know, those kinds of projects excite me.
If someone wanted to see some of your work, Bill, besides the Sawdust Festival, you have it at the poster shop?
Yeah, the Vintage Poster. And I've been there for about 20 years now. And I'm one of the many artists, and they have a lot of classic posters. But it's a beautiful shop. It's run by Gary Gibson, who is the owner. And he's a great friend. And so I exhibit there, and I'm happy to be exhibiting there.
That's a shout out to Gary Gibson. I know he's participating and supportive of the Pride Festival that's coming up. We'll get back with Bill in just a second, but I want to talk. I want to get back to him on the other side of a Beatles song that is near and dear. And today, with a little bit of the gloom in the air, it seems appropriate, Bill. Well, we'll catch up with Bill on the other side of the Beatles.
There are places I remember.
A little Beatles early this morning and in my life. That goes out to Lynn, a friend of mine living in the UK, who may be coming to visit this summer. We hope so. Let's say shout out to Lynn. So while we were off mic, we talked a little bit about, Bill and I talked about some involvement with this big project coming up with the Pride Festival. And I want to shout out to Meredith Dowling from the Chamber of Commerce, who has so graciously been supportive of this event. In fact, they are the sponsor for the main sponsor for the event, the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for doing all the wonderful things you do for the LGBT community. And thank you in particular, Meredith. We appreciate that. And also, as equally as important, is Visit Laguna, which is, if you're not familiar, Laguna Beach has a marketing, tourism and travel marketing entity called Visit Laguna. And all of the major, I think all of the lodging facilities are included in that. And what they do is they help package and put things together on an international level for travelers staying anywhere from the Montage to, I don't know, to what is the little art, Laguna Art Hotel.
The little Art New, that's very close to where I live in North Laguna.
What's it called, Bill?
It's called the Art Hotel.
The Art Hotel, yeah. So Visit Laguna, in fact, they sponsored all the posters that Bill designed for the event. Now, what is this event? Let's talk a little bit, because this last week it really came together. This last week we got the final approval from the city for our permit to have it, and what we are using is a fairly large parking lot space, and we're tenting it, part of it, a bit, and making it the Pride Pavilion. So in that, it will be open on Saturday from noon to 8, and we will have entertainment on it. We got a whole bunch of new entertainment. Let me give you a quick rundown. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday is a welcome party at Main Street Bar and Cabaret. Ms. Wendy Nelson is the person behind that, and she has so graciously offered the facility to be the local kickoff of the whole weekend. She's having a Pride costume contest. Yeah. So, Bill, you can put on all your rainbow stuff. Your rainbow, everything from rainbow underwear to, I don't know, a fedora.
I don't really have a big collection. But,
oh, really?
Well, thanks for letting me know I can do it if I have a collection.
That's me, always caring, always giving.
You have that.
Yeah. So that's Friday, which should be a lot of fun. And then Saturday, we have, after you've had party and a good time at Main Street Bar and Cabaret, then Saturday we have an event starting at 10:30 at the Royal Hawaiian, which has been very generous and supportive of the Pride Festival. That should be a lot of fun. We're going to have Endora there, and she's going to have some very attractive bingo boys to help her, and we're going to do the bingo at the Royal Hawaiian. So we're all excited about that. That will go on until, I think it's 2:30, but the Pride Pavilion opens at noon, and with that, all the festivities that go on, also open at 2 p.m. will be the Boom Boom Room. And the Boom Boom Room will stay open until 2 a.m. So it's a 12-hour slot there on Saturday. The Boom Boom has been on and offline for a couple of times. This is the second time the Pride Festival is at participating with the Boom Boom Room in more than 20 years. I think it's been 20 years since the last Pride, a little bit more than 20 years since the last Pride. So this year, for Laguna Beach's exclusively being Laguna Beach, not part of Orange County, not sanctioned as an Orange County Pride event, but Laguna Beach event. So we're proud of, very proud of that fact. So then you're there at the Boom Boom Room, and then Sunday rolls around. What do you do, Bill, on
Main
Sunday?
Main Street, am I right? I'm guessing.
No.
I don't know everything. I just know I'm the graphics guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you get your suntan lotion on, you head to the beach.
Oh, West Street, of course. Oh. Yes, of course.
Thank you. You're good. You go to West Street Beach, and we have the Perry Twins DJs, and there's a whole tent set up where the volleyball courts are, and that's a huge entertainment event, a lot of vendors, and that will go on until 5 p.m. At 4 p.m., then it's the tea dance back at the Boom Boom, and that will last until, I guess, till the last drink is served or the last beverage is served. This year, we're doing something a little bit different. I want to point it out, but last year it was 21 and older, and this year it's all ages are included. What the exception being, if you're 14 or younger, you need to be accompanied by an adult. But if you're 18 and you want to go to the Pride Pavilions, you can go to the Pride Pavilions. Everyone's included. We include families, and that's what it's all about. Unfortunately, the Boom is still restricted to 21 and older. So, but the Pride Festival in the or the Pride Party, or what do you want to call it, in the Pride Pavilion is open to all ages. So we're trying to be more inclusive and make it more of a fun family thing. We will have some sponsors there with various products and some support. I believe HRC, Human Rights Campaign, is going to be involved as well, and some fabulous entertainment. Now, what simple response to everyone's multitude of questions, probably, because we're getting close, just 3 weeks out, is go to the website. It is LagunaBeachPride.org, LagunaBeachPride.org. And you can check out all the information, and you can sign up for, you see all the entertainment. It's all there, and you can sign up to volunteer if you'd like to. Please volunteer. We need the help. We try to put them short shifts, like 4 to 6 hours, and so that not anyone is working way too long at it, but that's the way to go. So please sign up for that. So that's my public service announcement for the Pride Festival. Did I cover it all, Bill? Did I miss anything?
No, you forgot one important thing.
Oh.
I wanted to also mention Ashley Johnson.
Oh, I didn't.
The CEO of the Visit Laguna office.
Thank you.
Representing all the hotels. And she and I worked very carefully and many, many ideas before we came to the conclusion of what the poster promoting the event would look like. And after a number, maybe 4 or 5 concepts, I was kind of like, what are we going to do here? And then I thought, a wave, that could be catch the wave. The rainbow. So that's what it ended up being.
Well, so it's a collaboration with you and Ashley.
Yes.
Yes. And I want to shout out to Ashley. I apologize, Ashley. she's been so supportive, and she's put together some wonderful packages with the hotels here and on an international level. So we hope that that helps. It helps the community, helps the economy. We hope that it does all those good things. So this is KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. I'm here with Bill Atkins, and we're going to get back to Bill. He arrived here in the 70s and mostly graphic, and he got more into actually being an artist with some of his art background, too. Well, graphic is art. I'm sorry, Bill.
I'd like to clarify that. I'm an art school graduate, and I learned to paint with paint.
Paint.
And then when digital came, I got on that wave.
Okay.
And I love that wave.
But you were painting recently again.
I painted that 16-foot banner. It was I had to buy a lot. I bought paint by the half gallon. But it's two-sided, which means when you're finished with the first side, you have to do the same thing again on the other side. Well, but I had friends helping, so thank you, friends. Rob Talbert and Gordon Gardner. And so, you know, it's all joyful, though. It's not it's hard, it's difficult, but it's not painful. It's joyful.
Well, I've seen some of what I guess I would call... it's fair to say there's a business side of you that does the graphic work, but there's also a expressive side of you that does your own graphics. And I think I've seen some of those graphics that you did on some posters about Laguna Beach that I thought were... I don't know how you crammed all the images into one poster, but you covered everything.
Takes time.
Yeah. Because, you know, I think the worst thing in any graphic artist, the worst nightmare is when everyone says, oh, we need the menu from here, we need this, and we need 20 different maps, and we need, and pretty soon the image is, it's convoluted.
10 pounds of information in a 5-pound bag.
There you go. So you have to be selective and be very careful. And also, I think part of the science, I'm going on too much myself, I've had too much coffee, but part of the science is when you do graphics is the imaging, what the graphics represent. It's finding what graphics represent, the message you want to communicate, I suppose. But so if someone wanted to see your work, Bill, or they needed some assistance with some graphic layouts?
I have a website, lagunaposter.com, and... there's images there, many different types of things, banners, posters, bronze plaques.
Oh, that's true.
So I do a lot of things like that. I can be reached also at my email, which is bill@atkinsart.com.
Okay. And if you also, I know, do help with getting some printing done and that component of it too, right?
Well, I've worked for the Festival of Arts permanent collection for a number of years, working for Pat Sparkle, incredible person to work for. He's very free thinking. And so through that, I've done some banners and posters for the Festival of Arts grounds, and I continue to do posters for their private collection, which is here on Coast Highway at the yogurt shop. The name of that yogurt shop, right at Anita and Pacific Coast Highway. There's a little gallery attached to it, which displays the artwork from the permanent collection. And it's a lot of people don't know about it. It's a very beautiful little gallery.
Oh, wow.
So right in that strip of stores where the laundromat is.
I know where the laundromat on PCH is right there. Yeah,
it's right there. And... but those who come to have a meal will definitely see it because it's part of the building. It's
okay,
and it's a historic building, a beautiful historic building. Also, I wanted to mention another thing. You referred to the Boom Boom Room, and I don't know if everyone knows this.
Oh, that's a good point.
But it's actually a historic building as well, and it's the Coast Inn.
Exactly.
So we call it the Boom. Yeah. But that's sometimes people are like, what's the Boom?
Well, I need to realize, you obviously do, but that there's multiple generations that go to the Pride event. now. And yes, 10 years ago, the boom closed. The boom, boom closed. So what has it been for the last 10 years? Not much.
It's been empty.
And pretty much empty. But there's been some events there. But the actual building, yes, is called Coast Inn. And it actually has a wealth of history. And there's some efforts by the owners to get it as designated as a historic building and do some renovations, I know, which would be nice.
That's moving forward slowly.
Yeah. And it's a work in progress still, but it has a rich history. Also, at the end of the street there, if you did want to see that area, there is a beautiful bench.
The bench, yes. Very nice. And another art commission project.
Would you say the city is very proactive with art?
Well, yeah, they do. They do more than most cities. They really do. They have an art commission. I don't know that all cities have one.
That's true.
So they do have one.
You, Bell, you also mentioned that there is an music, which is art, right?
Oh yeah.
The live music festival. I'll say this right. Fête de la musique. Fête de la musique. What's that all about?
It's a tradition in France. Actually, it was started by an American, of all things. It has an odd history, but it goes on every year, the third week in June. And this year, we are celebrating our 11th Fête de la musique on June 16th, Saturday, June 16th, 1 to 4. And there will be almost 50 performers on many street corners. It's free. It's a free music festival.
And it's downtown Laguna.
Downtown. And also it spreads up to as far as the Surf and Sand.
Okay.
So there are many locations, and it's a joyous event as well.
You know, as we talk about all the festivities and the wonderful things that go on in Laguna Beach, there's also some concern, too, with transportation. And Bill brought to my attention that there is a solution, I guess in part of a solution to some of that. There's the Ride Free to Laguna Beach Summer Fun. And what has been arranged is that there is additional parking outside of the city, and the trolleys go a little further out to retrieve those people, correct?
Not trolleys. They're beautiful air-conditioned buses.
Oh.
And that's supplied by OC Bus, which is the Orange County bus.
So this is an effort by Orange County to support the city.
Supervisor Bartlett and our city manager and the city council have all gathered on this. This is the third year we've done that, I've created the artwork for the front of the brochure, and we want the visitors. I'm quoting Tony Eisman: "We want the visitors, but we don't want their cars.
Their car,
because we don't have a place to put them."
Bill, you're omnipresent in all the things here. It's a beautiful layout of Laguna Beach with the lifeguard tower on it, on the front of it. So, if your family, you've got a family of five, and you've got your picnic baskets, and you want to go in and spend an afternoon in Laguna Beach, and you know the traffic is a challenge, parking's a challenge, you can park and catch the bus.
It's very luxurious.
Okay,
and
air conditioned.
Yes, it's very comfortable. They supply beautiful buses, and it's just an effort. There's got to be something to help. Help us not have that traffic.
Exactly. It helps everyone, and then they don't have to worry about driving, and they can get into the city and get back out, right?
Yes. And I believe it starts June 29th, I think. I have last year's brochure here. I don't have the current one, but you have to check on that, and there's a website. Is there a website on that, do you see? I'm sure there is. This is all.
Yeah, OCBus.com /Laguna Beach.
Yes.
OCBus.com /Laguna Beach.
Yeah,
so if OC, it's OC.
So out of town visitors. That's for out. If you're in here, if you're here already, you take a trolley. But if you're from out of town.
Well, speaking of trolley, we are for the Pride Festival, we're going to have a couple trolleys.
Special
trolleys. Special happy trolleys, as you say. we're going to have one run from the beach, West Street Beach, to on Sunday to the boom for the tea dance. So it'll travel back and forth. And then Saturday, it will also run to and from the Royal Hawaiian to the Pride Pavilion. So if you want to go to the Royal Hawaiian, and maybe you have three glasses of champagne instead of one, and you can catch the trolley down to the Pride Festival and then catch it back later, or Uber back, or whatever you need to do, or catch one of the regular trolleys because they'll be running as well. But the Pride trolley will help facilitate getting of attendees around the city a little bit more. So I'm very excited about that. So, Bill, you're very, I mean, obviously, it seems like every time I turn around, there's a brochure or there is a flyer or something, I see your handiwork, and you're very much a part of it. What is your hope for the future with continuing your, I guess, your design work? There's no waning or nothing... Well, slowing you down?
I'm involved in events that I like, okay. And I direct towards that. So I've worked with many festivals and activities in Laguna and also in Palm Springs with the casino.
Oh, wow.
A lot of entertainment interests me. Entertainment does. So I created those 100 posters for the Agua Caliente tribe. And everyone was fun because it's all about
entertainment.
Singing, comedy, yeah. You know, all the...
I don't know. I would love to engage you to do some posters and graphics for the theater, Plaza Theater in Palm Springs. I actually got a website up and I've had some conversations with the mayor, or not conversations, I should say emails with the mayor and city council about... turning that back into a live venue, kind of like a radio station, but maybe live video as well, and turning using it because it was a broadcast center entertainment with Frank Sinatra and Jack Benny and many movie premieres. We have Vanity Fair after the Golden Globes or whatever it is. They have a party there. Well, that theater became synonymous with movie openings. They weren't all at Graham's Chinese Theater like they are.
Ramen's Chinese Theater, yeah.
But so some of them were at in Palm Springs at the Plaza Theater. It's the movie premieres.
Oh, I know that building right on the Highway 111.
They had the fall leaf
for
years.
Excellent.
And years.
Yeah, yeah.
When it first opened, it had all white leather upholstery. Could you imagine? How cool is that? So anyway, I hope that I get this off the ground with the Laguna Beach, or with the Palm Springs. I'm kind of working on the effort. Right now, all my attention is on the Pride Festival here. But enough about me. How come I keep coming back to me, Bill?
I don't know. You're the boss here. I'm just sitting here in the chair.
Well, and besides that, where's Michael? We invited Michael Witakowski over. He's supposed to bring,
is here. Oh,
bring our
God.
Coffee. Oh, Ida
oh,
May.
Oh, my God. The treats.
Hey, Bill.
It's a love fest.
I just saw your poster.
Yeah.
For Pride Day.
We're trying to put it all over town.
It is
We're
all over.
Trying.
It's omnipresent.
He's the best.
He is the best.
I've known him since I moved back here.
Yes, Chamber of Commerce years ago.
He helped me turn from an old mountain girl.
Oh, no, you'll still have some mountain girl in you.
I know. Look at me right now. He tried, though. I'm so happy you're here.
I'm glad to see you. We just talked about you a little bit. We said you were coming.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
Next.
Ida May will be here soon.
It's warm in here.
Yeah,
I thought
it
so
is warm
too.
In here.
It
yeah.
is. Yes.
It's very colorful in this studio.
So, you know, so you're a little. What's happening now with your path is that you're a little more focused on the projects that you enjoy.
Always, you know, yeah. I have to say always.
Well, that's great because how can you not have passion if you're not?
I don't feel like I have to do drudgery jobs that are painful. You know, I mean, it's hard work,
yeah.
But. There's a reward, and that is it means something.
Oh, yeah. Good for you. Good for you. Do you have family here then?
Not in California, but I have family in the East Coast.
Philadelphia?
They have sometimes visited. They think it's a marvelous place. They
think
it's
cool.
Perfect for me, so they don't complain. I don't know if they like the 3,000-mile distance. No, they do.
That's interesting.
Some might. But
you're probably not the only one in that regard with family as it's concerned, but... So you you were, at what point did you decide that you like gentlemen over ladies?
Oh,
if you don't mind,
well,
if I
think I always knew that. I was very confused about it. How could it be right? But
because I mean, you're about my age. I'm not sure how old you are, but you're about my age. And I think in our era, it was not. Oh, it was difficult. I think it's always difficult, yeah. But I felt like it was more of a battle. How was that for you?
It was a battle. It was. But through the 70s, see, things did start to change in the 70s. And Laguna knew that. Laguna changed. And we're much more accepting. So I gravitated towards the more accepting
part of the country.
In every city, there were enclaves of diversity. And so you learn how to have fun, how to survive, and how to prosper. And being an artist, hey, you know, there's a lot of artists in that category. So,
you know, I
not all, but I mean, you know, a good number.
For the most part, well, off center, there's more artists are more accepting of diversity by the nature of their expressive messages. They're all different. And I think that it's a personal friend of mine, it became a very important part of his life because he felt it was someplace he could be wholly and fully accepted. Did you experience that?
Yes. That sounds right. Even in art school, there were a good number of friends that I had that were gay. And
still friends to this day?
Well, you know, most of them are really there. They're not here. It's hard to be close when someone lives. Although there is one who, a dear friend who moved here from Philadelphia. We went to the same school. We were classmates. But he's not gay.
Oh.
But I love him and his wife. They're terrific. They're like my brother, you know, my sister.
It's good to be accepting, right, Bill?
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to take this is KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. We're going to take a short musical break, and we'll be back on the other side with a little more catching up with Bill Atkins and what's going on in Laguna Beach. KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. I'm here with Bill Atkins, and we're going over many things, but I thought I'd get a few news articles in here this morning just so that we can keep up to date with, on a global level, the LGBTQ. Pakistan passes a law guaranteeing transgender rights. Let's have a shout-out for Pakistan. Good for you. Pakistan's parliament approved a new law guaranteeing the basic rights of transgender people in a country which sees prevalent discrimination. So there's a step. There's a good step. Malaysia, however, begins blocking online AIDS and HIV and LGBT travel information. I think that is a sad day in Malaysia. Why would you want to not promote good health and HIV medicines when your community is suffering? We got to ask that moral question. Portugal's president vetoes new gender change law. It went through parliament. They were allowing it, and he decided that it was not appropriate. Until you were 18, you could do it as early as 16. There's a lot more to it. But anyway, they're trying to be progressive, the legislature, and he's trying to pull them in the other direction, unfortunately. Russia's gay propaganda censor attacks their health site. So here's another incident where, you know, Bill, they're all little small things, but they all add up, you know?
Yeah.
And unfortunately. And changing a culture is what is happening, and I think that is like moving mountains a lot. So, you know, Greece allows gay couples to foster children in a landmark move. Now, on the other hand, in I think it's Arkansas, I'll get the state wrong, but they just passed legislation saying that you can discriminate if you are gay, that the public administrators of any adoption processes can decline them based on the fact that they're gay. So they've withdrawn. And, you know, I mean, again, I think that's sad. You know, too often gays get lumped in with pedophiles and all the other stuff. And, you know, straights have the same, they have sexual instincts just as strong as gays. It's just that the instincts are a little different. And, anyway, so if some young kid is bouncing from one unhealthy foster home to another, or being taken advantage of through the system because they get money to house them, and there's a loving couple, maybe two males or two females, and they have the income, and it's a conscious decision, a decision that they have given financial consideration and the cost of college, and why wouldn't you want to place a child in a loving, caring family like that? I have to ask that question. Damn it, Bill. What are they doing?
I don't have the answer.
You don't? Oh, China censors tattoos. I didn't know that tattoos were considered too much of a Western controversy, but they had some entertainers that in China, a Chinese online broadcast of the Eurovision Song Contest 2018 on Tuesday blacked out two performances allegedly containing tattoos and LGBT elements. So China's not quite there yet.
Boy, they come to Laguna, and there's a tattoo parlor right across
the street
station. I'm looking at it right now.
Do they have a poster, a pride
tattoo
poster?
Tattoo and art studio. I don't see a poster, but there's a big SUV. park in front between of it, yeah. me and that window.
And the barber shop across the street has a poster.
Yeah,
so if you are a business and you want a poster and you want to support the Pride, please, please go to get a hold of me, craig@rainbow-radio.com, craig@rainbow-radio.com, or go to the website and leave a message, and we'll be sure you get a poster, one of these fabulous posters, designed by who?
Bill Atkins.
Bill Atkins. Imagine that. The person sitting across the counter from me. It's a collectible item, you know. You might want to consider it. So that is the news wrap for today. There's always more, but being just 3 weeks away from Pride Festival, we want to talk all about Pride Festival. So again, we're seeking volunteers. If you're a bartender, you've got a couple of years food and beverage experience and you want to be a bartender, it is there's a sign up for this event, and you can go to get a hold of me at craig@rainbow-radio.com. Or if you want to sign up to volunteer to help maybe do decorations or there's a multitude of things, fun things, and they're not all drudgery. And meet some new people, right, Bill?
Yeah.
You were there last year helping out.
I was there. It was what's the word? It's festive. What can I say? It's everything it should be.
Well, bless festive. We love it when it's festive. We're very good about festivities and being fastidious.
And, you know, I was at the event at the historic Coast Inn. And did we mention our sponsors there?
You know, we have a lot of wonderful sponsors, and I suppose I should mention, but DIG, Dornan Investment Group, is who owns the building, has been very gracious and allowed us to use it and
Isn't
been
Mozambique
very supportive.
Involved as well?
And Mozambique
they're
has bi- been
They're
a
big
sponsor.
Supporters of all music events.
I hate to say it, there's probably 12 different sponsors at the moment, and I don't want to leave anyone out. So I don't have a copy, but there are, it is on the website, and they're very generous. There is a swimsuit company. There's actually a couple realtors, Chris Tibbett and his realtor office is supporting it. Actually, I am in Teletech Marketing, and
Jonathan, our friend Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Chamber of Commerce.
Well, Jonathan Cauliflower for the Splendid Events. And
Splendid Events, that's it.
Yeah, and he's really been a wonderful resource. This year, I just got to tell everyone, I feel in my bones, it's going to be a fantastic event this year. Far, far ahead of last year. And also, I got a shout out to John... How do you pronounce the city manager's last name?
Oh, John Pitik.
Pitik.
Yes, the city manager.
And city manager John
O.C. Pitik. Parks, too.
And O.C. Parks, yeah. Yes. They've been very supportive. You know, it's so heartwarming. And last night when Tony Eisman spoke of the gay community in front of an audience, it struck a chord with me that things are changing. In Laguna Beach, we're charging forward on the front line, I feel like, while there's some other communities that are... Still not where we are, and I'm very, very, very happy for that. And I feel in the last two or three years with the advent of the LGBTQ Heritage and Culture Committee, which was really spearheaded, I guess co-spearheaded with Chris Tibbett and myself, and Chris has really taken it all to a new level and very, the strong, I guess, feet between... feet on the ground with it, you know. Chris Tibbett has been very helpful. And so go to the sponsor page, look at those sponsors and help us out. If you can do shop with them or support them in some way, we appreciate it very much. Or if you want to become a sponsor and be included in the advertising and marketing, you can go there and there's phone numbers and information. LagunaBeachPride.org, LagunaBeachPride.org. So, that takes care of the news and KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. Bill, what are you doing the rest of the afternoon?
I'm here. I'm in the moment, dude.
Oh, that sounds so Laguna, so artist.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that's what we want to do is just be in the moment and not think too far ahead about what's going on. But
I have projects, actually. I should be working on the Fête de la Musique.
And I hear graphics. I hear you listen to the radio program too while you're working.
You know, while I painted that banner,
yes,
I had a small boom box in the garage where I worked.
Yes.
And I had it on every day. And I heard, you have wonderful guests. It was just a great thing. I was very impressed.
Thank you, Bill.
Not just your show, but all of the shows.
Yeah, there's a great variety.
So, yeah. So,
you bring up a point, though. If you're listening today and you want to hear, or if you're in Guyana, which I know we have listeners in Guyana, and India, I know we have listeners in India, but you miss a program or you want to catch up on, I think right now there's 28 different programs, which is half a year of programming, at least, that you can listen to. And you can either listen to them live or you can download them and listen to them later. And that's at rainbow-radio.com or at kx93.5.com. There's the podcast, if you more prefer a podcast. And you can find it on our radio station here website. That is kx93.5.com. And click podcasts and you'll find a whole slew of podcasts, but you can find Rainbow Radio is the program that you want to look for. And you can listen to all of them and do like Bill, you know. what do they call that? Binge?
Well, yeah.
Rainbow Radio.
I'm taking notes, so I can remember how to go online and do it.
It's easy.
I heard it live on radio, but now I can go online.
Yeah, go online. You can be a little more selective. You don't have to have a DVR player.
Yeah,
it works really well. So we're running close on time here, I think. And Ida May is showing up. I think I'm going to give Bill, is there any shout outs you want to mention?
Yeah, I do have a shout out.
Sure.
I wanted to mention again that this station supports the Fête de la Musique. And they have for years. And this is our 11th year.
Wow.
And so thank you very much, KX93.5. And also, I want to mention Karen Phillipson, who is our past president, who's and Maggie Hempen.
Okay.
So that's coming up on June 16th. Again, I want to say it's a free music festival from noon to 4 p.m., and that's downtown and even in this hip district where we are right now.
Yes.
So
once you go to the Pride Festival, then 2 weeks later you go to...
There's so much joy. It's just all over.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to relax and enjoy what I can. Yeah. So, I just want to thank Bill for taking time. I know it was kind of a last minute because... he had some other schedule conflicts, and I appreciate Bill being here today. He's such a part of the community, and he's omnipresent anywhere in the state. Officially, you'll see a license plate. If you don't see the license plate, if you're at all familiar with Laguna Beach, is his handprints on pretty much everything in Laguna Beach. And we appreciate him, and appreciate all the things he does, and particularly appreciate his support of the LGBTQ community. And as long as he's been here, since the 70s. So we're going to sign off with a little Careless Whisper, George Michael. We miss you, George. And Ida May will be on the other side of this song. Thank you for tuning in, Craig. Rainbow Radio. We'll see you next weekend.
Silver screen.